Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District and Berks and Lehigh County's Representative McKenzie. Welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the Fire and EMS Grant Program, a real good opportunity for local emergency services companies to get a little bit of extra money. Talk to us about this.
Well, we're very grateful for the services that our first responders provide. And now, fire companies and ambulance services throughout Pennsylvania are encouraged to apply for the 2018-2019 Fire Company and Emergency Medical Services Companies Grant Program from the Office of the State Fire Commissioner. The 45-day application period will open during the first week of September, and exact dates are listed on the website www.osfc.gov. Again, that's www.osfc.gov. Grants may be used for construction or renovation of a unit station, the purchase or repair of equipment, training, or debt reduction. The maximum grant amount is $15,000 for fire companies and $10,000 for volunteer ambulance services. A total of $30 million will be awarded through the program.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a program, an online opportunity for folks to, especially college-bound folks, to go and determine what the best course of study is, what the best place to go study is, what the best deal for their money is. Talk to us about this. Talk to us about this financial aid opportunity.
The Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency, or FEA, as it's known, is encouraging college-bound students and their families to visit www.mysmartborrowing.org. Again, www.mysmartborrowing.org to help make informed choices about student loans. This free tool helps users understand how different career, school, and financial decisions can influence the cost of an education and their ability to repay student loans long after graduation. The site was recently updated with enhanced college and career projection data through 2026. This includes expected college costs for various majors at different schools and future employment opportunities and salary levels for different careers and geographic locations. This data helps provide a personalized look at a student's potential cost of attendance at different schools while highlighting salary expectations for a particular degree and future employment prospects. Students are encouraged to use this site often so they can compare different scenarios to see how these choices might affect their futures.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a deadline which is coming up for those people who served in the Persian Gulf to apply for the Persian Gulf Veterans Bonus. Talk to us about this program and when the deadline is.
Yeah, we certainly thank our veterans for their service, and we owe them a debt of gratitude. We're always looking for different ways that we can help veterans as they return to their private lives here stateside. And one of the programs is the Persian Gulf Veterans Bonus. Veterans who served on active duty in the Persian Gulf Theater of Operations, including Operations Desert Shield and Storm, are reminded they have until August 31st of 2018 to apply for the Persian Gulf Conflict Veterans Bonus. The bonus pays $75 per month for qualifying active duty service members, up to a $525 maximum. For personnel whose death was related to illness or injury received in the line of duty in Operations Desert Shield or Desert Storm, an additional $5,000 is available to the surviving family. Service members who were declared prisoners of war may also be eligible for an additional $5,000. To qualify, the service member must have served in the United States Armed Forces, Reserves, or the Pennsylvania National Guard. Served on active duty in the Persian Gulf Theater of Operations during the period of August 2, 1990 to August 31, 1991, and received the Southwest Asia Service Medal. They must have also been a legal resident of Pennsylvania at the time of their active duty of service and have been discharged from active duty under honorable conditions. Since 2008, more than 9,000 Persian Gulf conflict veterans have applied for and received the bonus for their war efforts. And I know personally, we have helped veterans in our area receive these benefits through our office as well. For more information about how to apply, you can visit the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs website, or you can give our office a call at 610-965-9933. Again, 610-965-9933.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.